Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to get the meeting started. Welcome to the West Covina Unified School District Board of Education meeting of May 27th, 2014. This evening's meeting was called to order at 6:03, and we adjourned to closed session. We've now returned from closed session at 7 o'clock, and this evening we will start an invocation from Cami Polis and Flex Luke from Michael Flowers. Will you please rise?
Dear Lord, please be with us this evening as we make the decisions that affect the students' lives. Be with all of the end-of-the-year activities. Keep all of the students safe during and after all of our graduations and their celebrations. Thank you for all the families that shared their students with us and helped them get to the point where they could graduate. And dear Lord, thank you for each and every teacher in this district. And I'm so grateful we have the opportunity tonight to recognize the teachers and let them know how special they are to us. In His name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone, mm-hmm. Repeat after me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Ms. Polis?
Here.
Ms. Jimenez?
Here.
Mr. Flowers?
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker?
Here.
Ms. Vistalas?
Here.
Ms. Kaplan?
Here.
Thank you very much. We had no actions. Action items taken in closed session, so therefore I have nothing to report this evening out of closed session. Okay, we'll start with our first presentation this evening, which is the West Covina High School's Hacienda 5. And Alex Rubalcaba will make the presentations.
Good evening, everyone. Board of Education, Superintendent Kaplan, Cabinet. Every year, the Hacienda 5, which is our athletic league, selects 5 students from each school to represent them at the league as the students who exemplify our ideals, which is obviously academics, athletics, and also character, sportsmanship. This year's 5 students were recognized at a special banquet held at Pomona Valley Manning Club, along with all the other schools and representatives from their schools as well. So I'd like to bring them up and share a little bit about them. Casey Shubin, I know I saw Casey around, so Casey, if you want to start walking up. Casey's been on the Principal's Honor Roll, West Covina High School Junior Honor Guard, Academic All-League, Scholar Athlete, holds a 4.26 GPA, was in volleyball for 4 years. Her top 5 accomplishments were elected ASB President, served 2 years as an ASB Executive Officer, West Covina High School ASB Diamond Collar Award recipient, All-League Honorable Mention, and West Covina High School Award in Volleyball in her senior year, second team All-League and West Covina High School MVP in Volleyball her junior year, and West Covina High School's Coach Award in Volleyball in sophomore year. She's also one of our senior medallion recipients, so this is Casey Schumann. I didn't see Amber. Amber, are you here? Amber Quesada? Amber is the second of our recipients. She was also the Principal's Honor Roll Scholar Athlete, holds a 3.8 GPA. She had 2 first place finishes in her speech tournament, second team All-League in basketball, maintained a 3.5 throughout her 4 years in high school, taught children's class at St. Christopher's Church, and also passed multiple AP exams. So let's give her a round of applause. I know Jeremy is here, so Jeremy, if you want to start kind of walking up. This is Jeremy Thatcher, everyone. Jeremy was also a Principal's Honor Roll Scholar Athlete, Academic All-League, currently holds a 4.17 GPA, All-League in Volleyball, both his sophomore and junior year, crowned Mr. Bulldog 2014, which I know is a big accomplishment, league finals in the 400-meter and track as a freshman, helped start our boys' volleyball team, and was elected vice president for 2 years. He's also a senior medallion recipient. So this is Jeremy Thatcher.
Let me get caught up here. Let me get caught up. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Our next recipient should start making his way up, Diego Duran. Diego. Surprisingly enough, also on the Principal's Honor Roll, Scholar Athlete, Academic All League, AP Scholar with Distinction, currently holds a 4.39 GPA. He passed six AP exams as of the publication of the of this piece, 2013 Most Valuable Runner in Cross Country, San Gabriel Valley Mountain Invitational All Valley Team Award in Cross Country. You better think of the time because you're going to be asked that question in a second. Mount SAC Invitational Course Time. Oh, I actually have it, but I'll let you share that. And Renaissance Leader of the Month, also one of our honor medallion, senior medallion recipients. This is Diego Duran. And Alex, Alex, come on up. This is Alex Rodriguez, everybody. Another Principal's Honor Roll student, honor roll for 2 years, scholar athlete. Currently has a 3.4 GPA, 2011 Most Inspirational Award in Water Polo, team captain for Elite Travel Ball, first team All-League and West Covina High School MVP in softball her junior year, led West Covina High School team with 83 plate appearances and hit 464 her junior year, second team All-League and West Covina High School MVP in Water Polo, also was our school's female athlete of the year. So this is Alex Rodriguez, everybody. These are our Hacienda 4. One is missing, Hacienda 5. Parents, if you wanted to come up and take pictures, then this is the time to do so.
You look handsome, Steve.
Thank you. I'll let everybody do them first, and then I'll go in afterwards.
Yeah. Alex, get on the other end.
Yep.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to all of you. Next on the agenda is the Solar Cup winners, and Lisa Maggiore is going to make the presentations.
Hello. I feel like I was just here. So could we have the Solar Cup team from West Covina High School come on up? Those of you in the back? And then we also have the privilege of having Director Michael Tuohy from the Upper San Gabriel Valley Water Management District. And really, I invited him here so we could recognize him, because without his sponsorship and the sponsorship of the Water District, we wouldn't have been able to do any of the things I'm going to share with you. So I wondered if he would come out. And also, there's a couple other folks here from the Water District. So do I have a couple minutes to tell you what this is? Okay. All right, so this is a strange thing. This is the Solar Cup team from West Covina High School, and I didn't know that this existed last year at this time, but I got some information early in the year inviting us to participate in this event. It turns out it's the largest solar boat race in the nation. The Metropolitan Water District sponsors 40 teams from Ventura County down through San Diego County. And the teams are sponsored by their local water agencies. And so we had the fortune of being sponsored by Director Tuohy, and this is his district. They provided us with a $4,000 grant and with also all the technical knowledge to build and race a solar-powered boat. I think a lot of the parents, when they found out we were racing a solar boat, they pictured a little solar boat with a remote control. But this is a 16-foot piloted watercraft. At which the students raced on a lake against other students. So they competed last weekend in a solar endurance race, which is two 90-minute mile-long course using only solar power. They competed in 200-meter sprints, and they also had to qualify in races in order to be able to compete in this. And so of the teams that raced, we just wanted to build a boat that didn't sink. But we've been working really, really hard. The students actually build the hull of the boat, so that the first part of this project is in November, where we attend a hull-building workshop. We're given some marine-grade plywood and a kit and some plans, and the boat we leave with that day is the boat we have to race. It's tagged and inspected. And so throughout the course of the year, advisors from Harvey Mudd and Occidental College have had workshops on weekends that the students have attended. They're responsible for submitting technical reports. They had to submit a public service announcement on the value of water, and all of these things earn points toward a total. So we were fortunate enough. We won the solar endurance race for the rookies, and we came in second in the 200-meter sprints, and we came in second in the public service announcement. So overall, that that gave us the first place rookie award. So I'm really, really proud of these kids, and I really, again, want to thank Director Tui. This is, I've been involved in a lot of, I sign up for everything. When I was a classroom teacher, my class did everything. And this is one of the most well-organized and well-thought-out projects for kids I've ever been involved with. Just from the fact that the kids actually built the boat, they owned that boat, and they were really proud of that boat, and so that made a huge difference keeping them interested in the project. So they designed the steering, they designed the electrical system, they had to understand how the photovoltaic system worked with the solar panels. It was a crazy project. And if I had done something like this when I was in school, I would probably be an engineer right now, because it takes the mystery away from it when you get to do something hands-on like that. So
I don't know. You guys want to say anything?
Maybe Director Tui would like to say something too.
Very briefly.
Thank you so much, though. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa. I just want to say it was a great opportunity for the Upper Sangay Valley Municipal Water District, which was the actual sponsor, along with the Metropolitan Water District, which I serve on the Board of Directors, to be able to sponsor West Covina High, and we're looking forward to the team next year. We have to work on the money situation, as Metropolitan doesn't give us much on the second year, but we will raise them the money to make sure this team stays out there and we win another trophy. So thank you very much for having me here. Thank you for Lisa
you so
and the whole team. Thank you.
Mike, you want to might stand up on this ledge over here. You stand right up, stand up here if you need to be. The other ones that aren't there?
District. Yeah. And the person who makes us
embarrass you about the trout, but I know.
You are important.
Okay. Next on the agenda is the awarding of the West Covina Beautiful annual poster contest winners, and I'd like to call Colleen Rizzotti and Irene Fleck.
Thank you. Good evening, Superintendent Kaplan and school board members. I'm very honored. I'm Colleen Rizzotti. I'm current president of West Covina Beautiful, and I'm very honored to be here tonight to recognize some outstanding students here at West Covina Unified School District and to honor them and their talents. For those of you that don't know, West Covina Beautiful is one of the oldest nonprofit community organizations here in West Covina. We were established in 1948. We are what make the city green. We are recognized as a tree city. Those little placards you see on signs, it's because of this organization. The purpose and objective of West Covina Beautiful are to support the beautification of the city, to encourage cultural development, and to improve aesthetic value, and to promote the concern for environment. This is an annual contest that we do every year, and we extend it to the students at West Covina High School, Coronado, and South Hills, and we always get an outstanding turnout from West Covina High, which I work there, so I'm very proud of those kids. I'm going to turn this over to our chairman, Irene Fleck, who's going to announce the winners.
Good evening. This is our 34th annual poster contest, and it's something that's kind of fun to do, and we get some very interesting results from it. And I'd like to first thank our teachers that have been very, very supportive. Mr. Barriga is here tonight from Coronado. I don't see him. Well, anyway, he always gets wonderful results from his students in other kinds of contests, too. And then Christine Schwant of West Covina High School has always have some very, very nice products, too. The continuing theme is to help keep West Covina beautiful, and this got started with the city's 5 weeks of green and cleanup Saturdays, and we've always had this in conjunction with that. The posters were at the library for viewing and judging, and then they were at Arbor Day and Earth Day on display, and then they will be on display again at our June 14th annual meeting. The first place winner is over here, and Maria Gutierrez, are you here? And our second place winner is Resty Perile. I'm not sure if he was able to make it tonight. And our third place winner is Stephanie Mendoza. And I'm not sure that she made it either. And then the Merit Award winner goes to Vianney Villa Panda, and she has already graduated. Now, the first three are from West Covina High School, but the other one is from Coronado, and we're always pleased to get competition between our local schools. But anyway, congratulations on this. And thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll do those two. And before Ms. Rizzotti walks away too much further, much faster, I do want to recognize the fact that she is the current City of West Covina, Treasurer of City of West Covina.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Okay. Next is a real special evening event for us. always is every year. And we're going to recognize the Teachers of the Year.
Yay.
And for that, I thank you all for being here. I will... What?
We're going to move E first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Patience. Patience. Before we do that, I would like to recognize, we have two special, actually really special people that participate as members of the Board of Education, and, I mean, more special than me and the others here, if you can imagine that. We have two student representatives to the Board of Education, and we'd like to recognize them tonight. Hannah Cristobal and Caitlin Megan Rivera. Is Caitlin here? Do you need to leave, Hannah?
I do, but
Yeah, all right.
Well,
you know what?
She's graduating tomorrow.
Yeah, as you can imagine, she's got a tremendous amount on her plate for this evening, and we're very thankful that she did join us this evening. As part of our normal agenda process, we ask the members of the student board members to give us an update on what's happening around the school district. And so we're going to ask her to give her report first, and then we'll get to the other things. So go ahead and do that.
Okay, the last time, I guess. Coronado High School. Awards night was held on May 14th. Each teacher presented their Student of the Year, scholarships were presented, and the Principal's Award was given out. Thank you to Dr. Coughlin and board members Ms. Miranda Jimenez and Mr. Flowers for attending. Today, community volunteers fed our entire school with a wonderful free barbecue. Everyone is invited to our graduation ceremony this Friday, 6 o'clock p.m. in the Edgewood High School Gymnasium. The day will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. with a graduation breakfast for all graduating students. Thank you for all the support during the 2013-2014 school year. West Covina High School. The busiest time of the year is upon us at West Covina High School. This week is finals, and everyone is preparing for commencement. Our annual Senior Awards Night was last Thursday, May 22nd, and it was a huge success. 21 of our students earned our prestigious Senior Medallion, and this year we have two valedictorians. Both Elaine Tran and Erica Loberg ended their high school careers with a 4.74 GPA. Senior Baccalaureate was this last Saturday. Our staff and student speakers gave great speeches. Our student performers did an outstanding job. It was a nice ceremony that allowed us all to reflect on our accomplishments and look to the future for our graduates. Our commencement ceremony is this Thursday at Thyberg Field. Finally, we are very proud of again being named a silver medal winner as one of U.S. News and World Report's 2014 Best High Schools in America. Edgewood High School. Senior activities began last week with the senior barbecue / pool party on Thursday, May 22nd. It was sponsored by ASB, PTSA, and the alumni. Senior Awards Night was Friday, May 23rd. Thank you to Ms. Miranda Jimenez and Mr. Flowers as well, as all of our superintendents for attending. Our first Senior Reflections was held on Saturday, May 24th at Bethany Church. It was a lovely ceremony that our seniors will always remember. Today, we had our senior breakfast, hosted by the class of 2015. It was followed by our first day of rehearsal. As you all know, tomorrow will be Edgewood's first graduation since our school reopened. It promises to be a spectacular event, and we hope you can all join us to celebrate our proud accomplishments. Thursday, May 29th is grad night. Seniors are looking forward to this event. Underclassmen are finishing their finals this week and will celebrate the end of the great year at our PTSA barbecue on Friday. We want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has supported us throughout the last 4 years. We hope that you're as proud of us as we are of being Edgewood's first graduating class. Go Lions!
They will make the traditional transfer of the name plaque and all of that. So, thank you, Hannah.
See you tomorrow.
You did a great job this year.
Thank you.
Okay, we will now proceed onto the presentations for the Teacher of the Year. What I will do is ask each principal to come up, share with us a few words about the Teacher of the Year from their particular site, and then at the end I'll have the superintendent come up and talk about our nominee to the LA County Teacher of the Year program. We'll start up this evening with California School. Lori?
Good evening. It's my pleasure to be here tonight to recognize California School's Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Paige Ramos. She's been teaching for 8 years, and in West Covina, we've been fortunate to have her for 4. She's taught grades kindergarten, 5th grade, and 6th grade. She currently teaches 5th grade. She's extremely dedicated to her students. She brings high expectations with a very supportive environment and engages her students every day. Reviewing the nominations by staff, they highlighted her countless contributions to our school. She serves on our leadership team. She's a district representative on the literacy curriculum development team. She's a co-advisor of our student council and helps to coordinate our Cheetah Idol talent show event. She also supports new teachers in the district as a BITSA support provider. She looks forward to her new role next year at California School as our teacher on special assignment. And here honoring her tonight is her husband Jesse and 3 kids, Aiden, McKenna, and Ace, who are very proud of their mom. So I'm very pleased to recognize California's Teacher of the Year, Paige Ramos.
Next is Cameron School. Ginger.
It is my pleasure to honor Mrs. Susan Cruz as Cameron's Teacher of the Year. She is currently our Instructional Support Specialist, and she is most definitely a specialist. She's going to be next year's teacher on special assignment, so she's moving over to covert operations. She serves in so many ways at our school. The teachers, she overwhelmingly was voted in as well as nominated by our teachers. She's known for being everywhere and just present on campus, in the hallways, out at recess, wherever she needs to be. She's a teacher coach. She's also earned their trust and credibility for all of her knowledge. She's actually been a teacher at Cameron and in the district for 24 years. I'm sorry, was I not supposed to say that? So she's very dedicated, and of course her knowledge runs very deep. I can go on and on about all the roles that she actually fulfills at our campus. She is our SIT coordinator, our EL coordinator. She is a guest on school site council because it's not nearly enough, of course. She's on leadership, and I can just go on and on. She's truly been an amazing support for my first year at Cameron, and part of the reason my transition was so smooth. And I truly could not say enough. I could go on and on, but to keep it brief, I am very honored to wish her all the best and congratulations as our Teacher of the Year.
Merced, Gordon.
It gives me great pleasure to recognize Merced's Teacher of the Year, Brittany Bernhardt. Come on down. So I only have two words in relation to Merced's decision to recognize Ms. Bernhardt. Nailed it. Brittany did her student teaching here at Merced and has been with us for 5 years. And I have to tell you, it's been truly an exciting experience watching Britt grow. You know, she will continue to grow. She's going to be one of these teachers that I know is going to take every bit of knowledge and put it to use and is going to be a phenomenal teacher for the years to come. She had the foundation when she started, but it's been fun seeing the growth, her ability to be a strong team player. This year was a particularly challenging year, wouldn't you describe it as a, yeah. She took on some tough situations and took it in like a champ. She really kept her patience. She showed a lot of personal strength, and I admire her for it, and I'm very glad that she's Merced's Teacher of the Year. Congratulations.
Good evening, everyone. This person is the current Instructional Support Specialist at Merlinda. Oh, I didn't know you were standing right here, yeah. Miss Kathy. And she will be our teacher on special assignment next year. Kathy Perriman is simply a wonderful member of the Merlinda team. And because as ISS, Kathy is always interested in providing staff with nuggets of wisdom or strategies they can utilize or take away, I have written an acrostic poem right here, using Kathy's name as a takeaway for Kathy. Most of the words come directly from staff descriptions of Kathy when they nominated her for Teacher of the Year. The poem is called The Various Sides of Kathy Perriman. Classy and committed to helping staff and ultimately students achieve their full potential. Always goes above and beyond for all people at Merlinda. Technologically savvy, trustworthy, testing coordinator, helpful and hospitable, young at heart, professional, playful, and professional developmentally minded, exemplary in her approach, raises the bar for those with whom she works, riotous, as in the lady has a sense of humor, important, methods and instructional strategies are what she knows best, accommodating and supportive. No nonsense and down to earth. A woman of honor, Kathy Perriman is simply the best. And that I'm directly quoting from one of her colleagues. Congratulations, Kathy. And she is also accompanied by her husband and her two daughters.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and what a wonderful evening to be here tonight, congratulating all our teachers. But I've got one of Monte Vista's best and wonderful teachers, Jennifer Crabtree. Thank you. She's joined tonight by her parents, Dr. Rosenfeld and the lovely Mrs. Rosenfeld, and her husband, Dennis Crabtree. So they're here congratulating her as we are, and they're very, very proud of her. But there's many great things to say about Jennifer. I'm going to start by just saying a little bit about the committees and the work that she has done. She has been a grade level leader, a GATE coordinator, ed tech intelligent person in the group, right from the beginning, Common Core, CDT member, GATE class teacher, Edgewood Task Force, Vantage Learning, My Access, and the list goes on and on. Jennifer is in so many committees and work, and Jennifer is a right hand to me as a teacher. She, when I'm thinking about my job and how I enjoy my job very much and love my job, it's teachers like Jennifer who make my job better. So I just want to say that Jennifer is dedicated to teaching. We know that. She goes to so much professional training. She loves her students. She respects them. She has pride in our school. It goes on and on, but there are so many nominations asking for Jennifer to be our Teacher of the Year. It is well-deserved by her. I don't know, you know, in past years. I'm new to Monte Vista. This is my second year, but I can say that she is in a group of outstanding teachers, and we are fortunate at Monte Vista that Jennifer's there with us.
Orangewood?
First of all, I'd like to extend an apology for Mrs. Sims, who regrets that she couldn't be here this evening. Her son is promoting. So she's very sorry, but I'm honored to represent the entire Orangewood community. I would like to celebrate an extraordinary educator. She has been a phenomenal team member. She is juggling many plates that are very full and yet always has time to help her colleagues, share ideas, talk about strategies, and she provides extraordinary support to her students. She is an STC teacher, has taught her children American Sign Language, and has brought them very far down the academic road. They are achieving it's just amazing what she's accomplishing in her classroom, and yet still finds a time to work with other teachers. She collaborates with kindergarten, with first grade, with second grade, and we're extremely proud of our moderate to severe STC teacher, Alex Oliva.
In Vine School, Glory.
Good evening.
Tonight, I have the honor and pleasure to introduce our Teacher of the Year, Miss Karen Dietrich. Just a few things about Karen. When I first met her, she seemed really, really quiet. Seemed is the operative word. She came in, she introduced herself, she was just kind of there, just there. And then I walked into her classroom, and I came out exhausted. And I was like, wow, okay, went in again. Every time I walked out of her classroom, I was just like, okay, I need a break. I need to go sit down in my office because I am tired. And she teaches second grade. So I'm like, wow, this lady is phenomenal. And as the years have gone on, when you go into her classroom, she's like on all the time. Like, do you talk about that ADHD child? That's her. And she is just, oh my God. But I'd have to say one of the best things about what she's done for us recently is that she took over to be a TOT for our right from the beginning when another teacher couldn't do it. After all, she signed up for us. She couldn't do it. I was in a bind. I talked to her. She loves writing. I was like, this would be great for you. I know you'll do a good job. No, but I'm going to have to train the teachers. And I'm like, but you have a whole bunch of knowledge that already. I go, you'll be great. You'll be great. So I kind of talk her and nudge her into doing it, right? And she has been phenomenal this year. I have gotten so many comments from other teachers who are thankful that she took over that position. I've walked into her trainings when she's with them. She's given our PD for right from the beginning. She's great. She loves it. And there's just this passion. And you see it when her kids leave every single day. Very well deserved. And I am very pleased to again introduce our Teacher of the Year.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure and an honor to introduce West Cove Teacher of the Year, Mrs. Kimberly Gutierrez. She is supported here this evening by her mom, her brother, her husband, her grade level team, parents, and students that's here in the audience for her this evening.
She's falling asleep on us.
Yes. But I just wanted to mention a little bit about Ms. Gutierrez. Ms. Gutierrez is a wonderful, innovative kindergarten teacher at West Covina School District. She's been here for a total of 6 years, and she is very, very, very dedicated and well-respected by her peers. She makes sure all of her students' needs are met academically, behavior, socially, and I tell you, you go into her classroom, you will come out exhausted. She's a perfectionist. All of her children, yes, you are. All of her children are writing, and I want to say the majority of them are reading. And she teaches kindergarten again, I may say. She goes above and beyond the call of duty. She's there after hours every single day along with her team. They're very, very collaborative. They collaborate daily. And I said, wow, aren't you guys going to go home? And he's like, we are. And I tell you, on the first day of school, being new to the district, you don't want to be the first person to leave after school is out. So I said, okay, let me do some little things. All right, it's 4 o'clock. Oh, my goodness, it's 5 o'clock. I said, oh, my God, when are they leaving so I can go home? So finally, I realized this is the routine of the kinder team. They stay there to 6 o'clock. I told her, you are now with child. You must leave in a timely manner and focus on learning to become mommy. This is, new mommy. But to give you some more background about Mrs. Gutierrez, she serves as trainer of trainer for Right from the Beginning and Beyond program, fabulous trainer. She is a dedicated CELT tutor and assessor for our students on our campus for our English language learners. And she has also helped develop common assessments for her kindergarten team. And she is truly, truly a pleasure to be on campus. When I first arrived at West Cove, this was the teacher that made me a little bit nervous. And I don't get nervous too often. And this was prior to me meeting her. I walked every classroom, and I went back to her room at least 5 or 6 times. Walked in her room, beautifully decorated. I was like, oh, my goodness. How am I going to tell this wonderful teacher she had to drop her paper 4 inches down from the ceiling? I said, oh, my goodness. I left out the room again. I came back. So when I finally met her, I told her, I stood in your room for several hours, several days in the summer, trying to figure out how to have a conversation with you about your wallpaper. She said, what's the matter? You're calling it wallpaper. It's bulletin board paper. So I told her she had to drop it 4 inches, and I measured it.
With the ruler.
With the ruler.
Let's be exact.
And she had her mom and her husband there. I said, they're going to hate me when I leave this room. But she is truly, truly a pleasure to have, a pleasure to work with. Her colleagues voted her as Teacher of the Year, and I support it 110%. She's a great teacher.
Thank you.
Edgewood Middle School, Mr. Trevatore.
Good evening. Could I have Lorette Sauter-Giona come up, please? So she is the Edgewood Middle School 2013-14 Teacher of the Year. Very, very effective teacher. She teaches 6th grade language arts, and that's a very pivotal year in a child's education. It's that juncture between elementary and middle school and whatnot. So it's a joy, it's a pleasure going to her classroom and see how she balances the engagement with the rigor, but she really builds relationships. I think that's where she's most effective. And EL students, students with disabilities, honors, the entire gamut, highly effective. In addition to that, she also took on the added challenge this year of being our ASB director, co-ASB director with another teacher. And if she's not busy enough with that after school, she's involved in our Title I academic intervention program. And the true mark of her value, of course, is the fact that she's an instructional leader. And so she's a My Access TOT, a Lesson Study TOT, and a Thinking Maps TOT. So if there's anything of value, importance going on at Edgewood Middle School, you'd be hard-pressed to not find her right in the middle of it. And that's Lorette Sauter.
It's been a long time since I walked in that classroom and saw that big old jungle. And that. I bet you still have that, don't you?
I put it away.
Here, this is your turn.
Thank you.
Good evening. It is my honor to introduce to you the Teacher of the Year for Hollandcrest Middle School, Mrs. Jermaine Van Eyck. If you could please give her a round of applause. Ms. Joanna Vanik has been with West Covina for the past, should I say that time?
25 years.
I didn't want to say that, but you did say it. And within those 25 years, she has had multiple assignments, all focused in science and technology. Currently, she's teaching technology. Her students are definitely very capable of using Adobe Photoshop, Edmodo for collaboration within the class period. They're using the browsing for internet, researching, writing, pamphlets, you name it. There's definitely great work within the classroom in her technology class. Not only that, but she also supports and guides teachers that are having technology challenges, and we do have some of them at school. In addition, she is also a member of the technology CDT for the district, in which they explore innovative instructional practices in order to align them to the Common Core state standards currently. She's also at school a member of the leadership team, in which with her expertise she provides input to the team in order to develop the action plan as well as the professional development plan for the school year. Of course, you know that she's a great member of the TALK Association, so she definitely represents all teachers within the school district. And lastly, she's very enthusiastic, and I will say enthusiastic because she does have that, to prepare students for the 21st century. So I'm definitely honored to have Ms. Joanna Vanik as our Teacher of the Year for Holland Crest Middle School.
I'd like to recognize Walnut Grove's Teacher of the Year, Ms. Britt Linke. Britt does it all. She's not only an excellent teacher, she is a collaborator, probably one of the biggest proponents of professional learning communities at our school. She prioritizes school culture. She is with me all the time, keeping teachers' spirits high, keeping students' spirits high. One of the best parts about Britt is she has been a teacher of the Common Core from the start. I remember when I first observed her the first time 7 years ago, she was teaching a lesson on informational texts, on primary sources, on justifying all the things that now everyone's saying, oh, this is new and we need to be able to do it and so on and so forth. Britt's been doing it every day that she has been teaching. Students love her. She's engaging. She connects with the kids. She's an expert in her content. She's our yearbook advisor. She goes above and beyond the call of duty continually. Just one example, we have a Civil War experience every year, and what does Britt do? She's a social science teacher. She actually sews a Civil War dress with all the hoops. It goes all the way around, and she walks around. Maddie knows. She's seen it and things.
My grandma made it. I just wore it.
She is amazing. She's done many jobs in the district, but at heart, she's a teacher. So I'm glad to honor her. Britt Linke is Walnut Grove's Teacher of the Year.
It's my honor to present Mr. Irvin Thomas as he makes his way up to the front. Mr. Thomas teaches biology at Coronado, and he also teaches our PASS program, which is our online credit recovery. So because of that, he comes in contact with almost every student in our school. Mr. Thomas is our basketball coach. He is part of our leadership team. He's on our school site council. He's also part of the district curriculum development team. But all of those things don't take into account all the other things that Mr. Thomas does. You can find his classroom open at lunch every day because kids from all different curriculum areas are going in to work on the computer and get help from him and get tutored. He tutors the students to help them pass the CASE exam. Sometimes after school, we have former students come back, and he helps them put their resumes together, helps them with their college. He's always around campus and always doing a great thing for all of our kids, current and past students. The PASS program is huge on our campus with credit recovery, and he runs that and helps the other teachers also do that. I am so proud of everything that Mr. Thomas does. I was going to get him flowers, but I thought a gift card would be more appropriate. So congratulations, Mr. Thomas.
Edgewood High School's 2013-14 Teacher of the Year is Mrs. Lisa Kidd. Now, Lisa teaches art, and I don't want to paint her with a broad brush, but I'll just give you the broad strokes on Lisa. Well, that was creative, just like her. Lisa, she's... You know, when you're a principal and you're visiting classrooms and whatnot, she doesn't know this, but I oftentimes will manufacture an excuse to kind of go into her room and ask her some petty or random question because it's so enriching and inspiring to see what she has these kids create. It's so inspirational to see what they're doing. And it truly is a level playing field in her classroom. And her ability to uncover talent and cultivate talent, it is it's phenomenal. It's truly amazing. So when she's not dazzling us with that, she's also the yearbook advisor, and that truly is a work of art, and we've received recognition for it. When she's not doing that, she's also cheer coach. Her and another teacher are the cheer advisor, and we've been recognized at competitions with that. And, of course, she's the 12th grade class advisor, so you can see she's very busy while balancing a family. And the only flaw I can say about Lisa is that she's going to go on maternity leave next year, and we won't have her for a couple of months. But all kidding aside, she truly is someone special.
It is my pleasure to present West Covina High School's 2013-14 Teacher of the Year, Mr. Sal Hernandez. So Mr. Hernandez is only in his fifth year of teaching at West Covina High School, and to distinguish yourself as one of the top teachers in a staff of over 100 is truly a distinction that's noteworthy, so congratulations to him. He teaches language arts for us, ELD. He's also has been a member of our leadership team, school site council, supports our literacy team, coaches track, coaches football, and is responsible for all the dance, teacher staff dances that you see on YouTube. So if you just go ahead and Google those, you'll find us all dancing around and making, not fools of ourselves, but not dancing very well. And that's because of, not because of him. His choreography is actually pretty good. It's our lack of dance moves. But Mr. Hernandez is truly an asset to our school. We talk a lot about high expectations, but it is very encouraging for me to visit his classroom and see that his kids are being supported by him to reach his expectations, and that's truly something to be noteworthy. So congratulations, Mr. Hernandez. I want to qualify this that this isn't really a present for you as much as for your wife, who's very supportive of you. So this is an out on the town for you, a night out on the town for you and her. So congratulations.
First of all, I need to congratulate all of you. I have been in your classrooms, at your schools, and everything your principal said about you is true. They couldn't describe you any better. So I'm so proud that you're part of this district and you represent the best of the best in our schools and that you touch the lives of our children every day. This is really an honor, and for me, it's extremely exciting because I've been in your classrooms. I know what you do every day and how hard you work. So on behalf of the Board of Education and myself, I just need to thank you as well.
And now for the District Teacher of the Year who goes on to LACO, I'd like to ask to join me up here, Ciara Jarrell Perez.
Thank you. Do you want to introduce your family?
Sure. This is my grandma, Violet, and my dad, Randy, and my husband, Tino.
I have to tell you that this is really a rigorous process because we take this honor very seriously. It starts out where teachers are nominated at their school site, and then we have a team, Mrs. Lessiker, and the previous Teacher of the Year, who is Craig Michael, go out and do a visit each teacher and observe a lesson. And then the teachers are brought to an interview panel with Mrs. Hawkins, Mrs. Lessiker, Craig Michael, the Teacher of the Year last year, and myself. And for about a half hour, we ask them a lot of questions about not only their lesson, but their philosophy about teaching and just who they are as an individual. And it's without a doubt, I'm so proud to say that Ciara is our Teacher of the Year, representing our school district with LACO. She so deserves it. Ciara started our district, started working here in 2007-08, started at West Cove, and during the reconfiguration went on to California where she's taught grades 5 and 6, and was here last year as the Teacher of the Year for California schools. So this is her second year here. As I listened to the adjectives all of our principals said about all of our Teachers of the Year, they're all things that I have written down here for Ciara. Dynamic, dedicated, engages all students, enthusiastic, really cares about her kids, is understanding, patient, guides her kids, so enthusiastic for learning. All of those things that all of our teachers up here have these characteristics are indeed something that we see in Ciara. I think the thing for me when I go into her classroom is we keep trying to get our arms around Common Core. We hear that all the time. What does it mean? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is it really supposed to be like? And when you walk in her classroom, it's a demonstration of how we all are striving to teach every single day with every child. Kids are working in groups. They're given problems to solve. They are communicating with one another. They're looking at multiple texts and getting questions, and they're going into the text and defining what they are. They're always coming up with projects, and it's just kind of this amazing thing that comes together, and the kids have a project at the end of the lesson or several days of a lesson that really demonstrate their thinking. And if I had to say what is Common Core to the Board of Education, I would tell you to come into her classroom and you would know it, you would feel it, you'd say that's what we're striving for, that's what we want to do. On top of being an absolutely exceptional teacher, she's a teacher trainer for Thinking Maps from right for the beginning and beyond, as a facilitator for lesson study and My Access, which is a new writing technology system, software system that we have. She's a BISA support provider and has been given the opportunity next year to be the teacher on special assignment from Orangewood Elementary School. So I know you're very sorry at California, but she's going to have the opportunity of working with our Orangewood teachers as well. I think the other thing that I really appreciate about her is that she really sees a bigger picture. It's not just her classroom. Sometimes we're all so focused on our classroom that we forget what we're supposed to be doing as a school and as a district. And I just get the sense every time I talk to her that her enthusiasm goes for her classroom, for all of the classrooms at her school, and for all of our schools in the district, that she's a true educator, a true professional. The other thing that I notice about her is whenever we say we need somebody from a school to participate either on a committee or something in the school, Sierra's hand always goes up. And I don't know how her husband feels about that, because I'm sure you might have something to say about that. Sometimes it's all right, I bet. Because just on top of everything that she does on behalf of the district and her classroom, she's also a co-advisor to the student council and a staff organizer for the talent show. So it's with great privilege that I say that you're our Teacher of the Year for 2015, going on to LACODE, representing us. We're very proud to be at the luncheon, and hope you go fill out all the applications and everything you need to do. And there's something, though, I have to tell you, that once you become a Teacher of the Year for a district, you have to do. It's a new tradition that we have. But as As Mr. Michael will come up and introduce you as our Teacher of the Year at our back to school, you will have an opportunity to talk to all of your teachers in the district.
Yes, it's a very, I've been having anxiety following his career. He's very inspirational, so it's like a little tough to follow his. So.
No, so are you. Just talk about what you do and what you love, and you will inspire all of us.
It's going to go a different direction, that's for sure.
Okay, I look forward to it. So let me introduce our 2015.
Is David Behe back there? Somewhere I saw him wandering around.
There he is.
Yeah. Oh, David Behe is the president of the Teachers Association of West Covina. and I'd like him to share this moment with us.
Congratulations. I was like, I saw you walking, I was like, yay!